honor him, to worship him on this beautiful resurrection day. In the whole world, this is probably the most blessed day in the life of a Christian. Our Lord was always living and always will be. But when he had to come to the world, live a life like a human like you and I, he had to die a death on the cross for you and I. And he said before he died that nobody controls me. I am always an authority. Those are my words. I have the right to give my life and take it back anytime I want to. They crucified him on Friday morning. But on Sunday morning, early morning, he rose up again and never to go through that again and proclaim to the whole world that I am the Almighty God. I control the destination of you all. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Isn't that beautiful news that we have by the grace of God that we all can celebrate this day? The Gospel of John, chapter 20, we'll read a few verses of it, says, early on the first day of the week, which will be Sunday, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple ran. Peter outran the Peter and reached the tomb, and he bent over and looked at in the strips of the linen lying, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb and saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth had been around Jesus' head. The cloth were folded up itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside and saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scriptures that Jesus has been risen from the dead. What a beautiful thing. And yes, you might think, why didn't they understand? We can say whatever we want to say, but as a human, when you are human and God has not enlightened your mind yet, you don't understand godly things. Godly things can only be illuminated by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by the human wisdom and knowledge. It's a beautiful, beautiful song that North Indian, Punjabi, and Pakistanis sing on this day, which has become a universal song for the Easter. Hallelujah, bolo, Yesu jinda ho gaya. And let's sing that together. Wherever you are, join us.
Yeah. यीशु जिंदा हो गया, हालेलुया बोलो यीशु जिंदा हो गया, कुल दुनिया दीन जात दाद जिंदा हो गया, कुल दुनिया दीन जात दाद जिंदा हो गया, कोड़े खाते ताज कंडे आना पालिया
बैठा सज्जे हाथ ते, ओ चढ़ गया आसमान बैठा सज्जे हाथ ते, हालेलुया बोलो यीशु जिंदा हो गया, हालेलुया बोलो यीशु जिंदा हो गया, कुल दुनिया दी निजात दा रहिंदा हो गया, कुल दुनिया दी निजात दा रहिंदा हो गया,
जय जय बोलो मोमनो मनाओ ईदनो, जय जय बोलो
मोमनो मनाओ ईदनो,
ते दिल विच रखियो मसीह दी ईदनो,
ते दिल विच रखियो मसीह दी ईदनो,
ओए हालेलुया बोलो यीशु जिंदा हो गया,
हालेलुया बोलो यीशु जिंदा हो गया, कुल दुनिया दी निजात दा रहिंदा हो गया,
कुल दुनिया दी निजात दा रहिंदा हो गया,
कुल दुनिया दी निजात दा रहिंदा हो गया,
हालेलुया, प्रेज द लॉर्ड, प्रेज द लॉर्ड, वी सर्व अ रिजन लॉर्ड, द लॉर्ड द गॉड हु इज अलाइव फॉरएवर. Humans did not like the godly things. And humans sin. We still do. And the reason behind that is godly things are done by God's grace and His guidance. God should dictate how we should live. But we, people, want to create our own gods or dead gods that we can pick them up, we can put them in the pocket, we can carry them wherever we want to. The gods, so-called idols, we can place wherever and we can do whatever we want to do to them. And that's how we humans like. But God expects us to be obedient to His word. And that's what this verse we just sang. Jai jai bolo momno, manao idnu, te dil vich rakhiyo, masih di deednu, khudavande pyar nu, dil vich rakhna, bahut zaruri hai. Aur khudavande da pyar nahi, ta sade kol kuch nahi. ਅਸੀਂ ਖਾਪੀ ਪਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਸ. ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ. ਇਟਸ ਅ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਸੰਗ. ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ ਕੇ ਗੀਤ ਗਾਓ. ਜੋ ਮਰ ਗਿਆ ਥਾ ਵੋ ਜੀ ਉਠਾ ਹੈ. ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ.
गाओ जो
के गीत गाओ। का डंक तोड़ डाला कब्र पे फादे हुआ मसीहा है। मौत का डंक तोड़ डाला कब्र पे फादे हुआ मसीहा कब्र पे फादे हुआ मसीहा। ऐ गम के मारो मुस्कुराओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा। हालेलुया। ऐ गम के मारो मुस्कुराओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। लो हालेलुया के गीत गाओ। फरहा के शादियाने तमाम आलम में बज रहे हैं। वो जिसकी फरहा के शादियाने तमाम आलम में बज रहे हैं तमाम आलम में बज रहे हैं। गली गली में जलाओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। गली गली में दिए जलाओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। दमाने भर की गीत गाओ। दलेर होके कदम बढ़ाओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। दलेर होके कदम बढ़ाओ जो मर गया था वो जी। लो हालेलुया के, लो हालेलुया के गीत गाओ। जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। समाने भर को युवा सुनाओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। समया दुनिया के गीत गाओ। प्रेज द लॉर्ड। सच ए ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग है। मौत का डंक तोड़ डाला। वाह। कब्र पे फाते हुआ मसीहा। ऐ गम के मारो मुस्कुराओ जो मर गया था वो जी उठा है। प्रेज द लॉर्ड। मुस्कुराहट द पीस द ऑनरेबल स्माइल कम्स फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड व्हेन यू नो दैट योर लॉर्ड लिव्स। वन मोर क्विक सॉन्ग गाओ। गाओ जय के गीत गाओ। ताली बजा के गाओ। जहां भी बैठे हैं ताली बजा के गाओ। यसु राजा जिंदा हुआ। हालेलुया। खुशी से ये सबको सुनाओ। आई नो आई गॉट सो मेनी टेक्स्ट मैसेजेस दिस मॉर्निंग जस्ट बिकॉज पीपल आर एक्साइटेड एंड थैंकफुल टू गॉड दैट आवर लॉर्ड लिव्स। वी सर्व एन ऑनरेबल रिजन लॉर्ड। गाओ गाओ।
गाओ, ताली बजा के तुम गाओ, यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ, हालेलुया, खुशी से ये सब को सुनाओ, यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ, हालेलुया,
खुशी से ये सब को सुनाओ।
कब्र पर था एक बड़ा पत्थर, देखो कैसे हट गया वो, कब्र पर था एक बड़ा पत्थर, देखो कैसे हट गया वो, रोमी राज की मोहर बंद न रख सकी कभी ईश्वर के पुत्र को, रोमी राज की
मोहर
बंद न रख सकी ईश्वर के पुत्र को।
गाओ गाओ जय गीत गाओ,
ताली बजा के तुम गाओ,
गाओ गाओ जय गीत गाओ, ताली बजा के तुम गाओ,
यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ, हालेलुया, खुशी से ये सब को सुनाओ, यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ,
हालेलुया,
लास्ट वर्ड,
खुशी से लास्ट वर्ड सुनाओ।
ऊंचे करो सिर दरवाजो, आता है बड़ा बादशाह, ऊंचे करो सब दरवाजो, आता है बड़ा बादशाह, नरसिंह सितार और तबले बजाकर गाओ तुम हालेलुया, नरसिंह सितार और तबले बजाकर गाओ तुम हालेलुया,
गाओ गाओ
जय के गीत गाओ, ताली बजा के तुम गाओ,
हे
गाओ गाओ जय के गीत गाओ, ताली बजा के तुम गाओ, यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ, हालेलुया, खुशी से ये सबको सुनाओ,
यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ, हालेलुया,
खुशी से ये सब को सुनाओ, यीशु राजा जिंदा हुआ, हालेलुया, खुशी से ये सब को सुनाओ।
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Easter to all of you. I'd like to just read from 1 Corinthians 15. 54 says, "When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And this is such an important time because people are feeling vulnerable. People are feeling weak. We realize that we are mortal. We are perishable. But this is a beautiful reminder that when we clothe ourselves with the immortal and the imperishable, with the blood of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, he is victorious over death itself. What else is there that he cannot win over? O death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Let us sing and worship his name.
Ooh, 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 ooh. The morning stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon him.
Yeah.
before we sing the next song, I just want to talk about the meaning of the word arrested. The song is called Death Was Arrested, and there's a lot of meaning behind the word arrested. Arrested means to halt progress, to stop, right? People have words, we have words like cardiac arrest. Criminals are arrested, their progress is stopped completely. The song we're about to sing is Death Was Arrested, it's called. And death is something that people consider this unstoppable force, this immovable object. But death had never met Jesus Christ. And when it met, when it encountered the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, death was arrested. And our lives can begin because of that. So let us sing that song. Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope and no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, now ash was redeemed, only beauty remained. My orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet, my feet arose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. Rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with my freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. That's when death was arrested and my life began.
My life began. Yes, And when death was arrested, we got life. And John, who was writing from the island of Patmos, in Revelation chapter 1, you know, like many of you who are locked in your house and you cannot come to the church, John was locked in at the island of Patmos all by himself. You know, this thought is not original with me. I read it somewhere. One of the pastors was saying, he said the first Easter was not celebrated in the church. Actually, they were all 10 disciples, 11. They were very scared that Jesus is dead and they were all locked in. Actually, dar ke mare, wo apne kamron mein baithe hue the. They were all scared. Just like many of you, I want to talk to each one of you, those who are listening to us. And I've been watching our Facebook, and there's so many people joined. And Rita Anjum from Austin, Nikki Budwal from our church, then Rita Anjum again, Nadab Akhtar all the way from Miami, Veena John, Sumitra Masih from India, Prince Thompson from India, and all these people, you know, you are part of us, you are celebrating. And many of you are locked in your house, just like disciples were locked in. And you cannot come to church. But you know what? Jesus came to them. Bible says, Jesus, the doors were closed, but Jesus came to them. And he said, what did he say? Peace be upon you. My dear ones, I want to give you this message this morning. You may be in your home, locked in. And you said, I cannot join. But you are joining us through this Facebook Live, and Jesus is with you. And he is saying to you, do not be afraid, peace be upon you. This is what he told John. He says, write this on the scroll. And then John saw Jesus. In verse 12, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man. That's your Jesus as mine. His head and hair were white like wool and white as snow, and his eyes were like a blazing fire. That's a resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. His feet were his bronze like a glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of the rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. So glorious is the resurrected Savior. You know what? John says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet. When I saw him, I fell at his feet. My dear, wherever you are, if you're worshiping God, you're doing the right things. And what Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead. And behold, I am alive. Say with me, forevermore. Forevermore. He's alive. And he said, do not be afraid. Aaj aapka koi bhi dar kyun nahi hai. Wo job jane ka hai, jo coronavirus ka hai, duniya dari padi hai. Jesus, the resurrected Savior, saying, do not be afraid. Lo, I'm with you. And then he said, I'm the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive. And ever and ever, and hold the keys of death and Hades. And this is what he said. This is what he said. He arrested that. He said, I have the keys of the death and the Hades. Swarg aur nark ki chabiyan jo hai, mere paas hai. Mere paas authority hai. And that's your Savior. That's my Savior. Would you join me here, please? Come on, 6 feet apart, though. Yes. And congregation, listen. Wherever you are, in India, may hai, ya jahan apne apne gharon mein khade ho jaye. Aur humare saath milkar kahe ke bolo Yeshu Masih ke naam ki. Yeah, we're going to lead you. You're going to say Yeshu Masih ke naam ki apne gharon mein jahan pe khade ho jaye. Humare saath join kare. And let's with a blunt voice ke saath Yeshu Masih ke naam ki.
Bolo.
जो जिंदा आसमान पर
है,
जो आसमान पर जो जिंदा आसमान पर जो चल जाने वाला
है
He is risen. Yes, he is risen indeed. And happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day to each one of you. Please be seated as we continue to worship. Just a few announcements. Of course, all of you are again joining us. We are thankful to God and we pray that this will be a blessed Resurrection Day. I prefer the word Resurrection Day than Easter. This Resurrection Day of our Savior will be a blessed day for each one of you. And we are also thinking about those on this very Easter or good Resurrection Day. You know, Pastor, there are many families who are really, really crying. You know, more than 20,000 death has happened in United States of America. In dinon mein 20,000 se aisa koi country nahi hai, beshak India hai kahin, jahan corona se death nahi hui. And there are some countries that are more, some are less. But the point is that every country has been affected with this death. And they are very much, the Christmas, Easter is not the same way for them. They are grieving, they are in pain. So we will pray for those families that God. There are many, millions are lost their jobs. And they are jobless, they don't have the money. We keep hearing the news in India, other places. People are hungry, they don't have the food. And you know, so this Easter is a very, very special, but it's very meaningful. But at the same time, there are people hurting. And I want to also share with you, you know, your church has been able to do something with your help. And we in the four cities in India, Batala, Pathankot, and Dharival, and Gurdaspur, we were able to do some little bit difference. It's not much, but little difference. But you know what? Little or more, the people who got the help, it was a blessing for them. So we are thankful to God for each one of you that you gave your money. You know, what it takes $25-$30 to feed one family for 1 month. And sometimes $25 and $30 is not much for you, but it makes a lot of difference for those who don't have the food or the water at this time. So I would encourage you again, thank you for giving, each one of you, thank you for participating. But at the same time, I want to encourage you as a pastor, as a board member, that if you want to give towards that particular cause, that we can help people, then your $25-$30, maybe one meal for you, but it can feed a family for 1 month in India. So please generously give. We are still doing it. We are continuing to do some more. So whatever you can do, please send your donation to church. And we will put all money together, and no matter how much who gave, it's all coming to one pool, and we'll do it together as a body of Christ to help our brothers and sisters here locally if there's a need, and also in other part. Also, we want to share with you that continue to give your offering, and you know how to give your offering. You can bring your offering to the church, you can mail the check, or you can bring the check to the church and put in the mailbox. And the best way is still, you can go online. It's very simple steps. You can follow those steps online, and you can give. And if you have given once, then next time, I was told that it becomes very, very easy. So you can keep sending your offering to the Lord, because again, it's His work, and His work need to continue, both the benevolence work and the regular work of the church. So please keep on giving that. Would you close your eyes with me, wherever you are once again? Let's go to our Lord. Let's look to Him. And this time, let's pray together as a body of Christ, wherever you are, to pray for those grieving families, to pray for those who lost their jobs, to pray for those who are in need of the finances, to pray those who are celebrating a birthday, pray for those who are sick. You know, continue to pray for Brother Faz Gill. We heard that he was moved to ICU. And he's sick, so let's lift him up. I know you've been praying for him. And Rajni is doing very well. Brother Matthew in Michigan is doing good. So let's lift Faz and millions of other, thousands of other, those who are sick with this coronavirus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. You are good God and you are faithful God. Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. you are the risen Savior. And you said to John and to each one of us, on you, do not be afraid. I am the Alpha and Omega. I have the keys of the death and Hades. And everything is in your control, O God. Thank you for that. And I bring this before you, thousands of people all over the world who are sick with this coronavirus. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for their quick healing. Pray for Faz Gill. Give you thanks for Rajni. Thank you. Give you thanks for Brother Matthew in the Michigan area. And we give you thanks for each and other person who has been healed from this disease. But there's many who are still sick. We bring them before you, Lord. We pray for the families who lost their dear ones. On this resurrection day, they're grieving. We ask, Father, that you will comfort them and you will encourage them, that you are with them. And, Lord, that one day they will see their dear ones who are in Christ. Father God, we pray for also those who are celebrating their birthdays or anniversary. And I pray that this day will be a special day for them. You will bless them. Bless the offering which your people are given. Bless those people who have given the money towards feeding the poor, Lord, that their money will be well used for your glory, because you have said that if in my name you will give something, in my name you will do something, that will be rewarded to you in heaven. Father, I pray that you will bless your congregation. Help them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. Amen. Well, let's continue. I'm going to call our choir again, Hindi choir. They're going to sing one more song, and we'll continue our worship from there. And is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And jo aap gharon mein baithe hain, aap apni Bible tab tak nikal sakte hain. And when I come back, we'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 10, and after the song. God bless you and keep you.
It's a beautiful song that we're going to sing this morning. Hua majra kya savere?
Sa, savere suvere, ji utha masiha. Savere suvere. And we are praising God because we serve a living God and risen Christ, and that's all the meaning about that is today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Last verse. Last verse.
जहां वालो अब तुम नजात उससे पाओ दबे बोझ से जो बुलाता है आओ जहां वालो अब तुम नजात उससे पाओ दबे बोझ से हो वो बुलाता है आओ बुलाता है आओ शोर कैसा सवेरे सवेरे जी उठा मसीहा 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 सवेरे सवेरे
Apostle Paul tells us that he is risen. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter talks about the resurrection, the defense of that doctrine. But in verse 1 to 10, 1 to 11, which we're going to read this morning, I'm going to read from NIV translation and whatever translation you have with you here in the church and also in the homes. Please open your Bible with us. If you're driving, do not do that. But if you are in the home, sitting around the coffee table, please do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of the first importance. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried. That he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. And he says most of whom are still living though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James and then to all the apostles. And at last of all, he appeared to me also as of one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace was to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God. And that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you should bless this portion of scripture. And I pray, Father, that you bless each one of us as we expound on your word. I pray for those who are listening to us, God, the Holy Spirit will convict them and illumine their minds, and they will be able to pay attention to God's word and apply the God's word. And this will bring hope and consolation in their lives for many of them, those who are probably asking or seeking some answers in their lives. Also pray for myself that words which I speak will be the words of relevancy that will make a difference in the lives of people. That you give me the clarity of the language, that I will be clear and concise to communicate your word which is given to us by you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the hinge which connects past with the future. And Paul would say that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, our Christian faith then has no hope. So in this chapter, Paul gives us the importance of God's word, resurrection. He also talks about what are the implications. If that's important, what are some of the implications of the resurrection teaching or doctrine which we have? And then how does that inspire us? So this morning we look at the importance of resurrection, the implications of the resurrection, and then how does this inspire us to live in this world? You know, again, someone has said, Easter is to our faith what water is to the ocean, what stone is to the mountain, and what blood is to the body. This is how important it is. Like water to the ocean, like a stone to the mountain, or like a blood in our vein. It's a unique substance of redemptive reality. It is the first and the final word of the dictionary of God. It says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of faith. It says that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Someone said the empty tomb, which you see. The empty tomb tells you the science and philosophy explain this event. It says to the history, repeat this event. You know, ever since Christ died, and no one has ever repeated that. And it will never be repeated. So it tells to the history, repeat this event. It says to the time, blot this event. And again, over the centuries, both liberal Christians and the non-Christians and the atheists has tried to blot this event, that this never happened. But for the last 2,000 plus years, they were not able to do it, and they will never be able to blot this event, because this event happened literally 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. It says to the time, blot this event. It says to our faith. It says to you and me. It says to everyone who is listening to me, believe this event. And I'm so happy that I believe. I'm so happy that you are the one who believing in this event, that Jesus is not a dead God. He's a risen Savior. And he's living evermore. And that makes all the difference. And that's what Paul says to these Corinthians, that this is most important thing I can ever share with you. He says in 1 Corinthians 15, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you believed in vain." He said the gospel, which I shared with you, the khushkhabri ka message, wo anjeel ka paigam jo tumhe main diya hai, jiske vasila se tum bach gaye, wo bada mahatvapurna hai. Par wo itna mahatvapurna nahi hai agar Yesu Masih murdo mein se jee nahi utha. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ completes the story. What began on the birth of Jesus Christ, which is a very, very important event in the history. The birth is very important, which means that God came in this world. The death is very important because death tells us that he paid the price. But if he did not raise from the dead, agar woh murdo mein se jinda na hota, uske paida hone ka koi fayda nahi hai, uske marne ka koi fayda nahi hai. So resurrection jo hai, us story ko complete karti hai. Ke Yesu Masih jo hai, aya, wo mar gaya. Aur jab wo jee utha, he said, that's what the gospel is all about. That's what Anjeel ki khushkhabri, Anjeel ka paigam je hai. Ke Yesu Masih murdo mein se jee utha. Aur agar wo jee nahi utha, to phir Anjeel ka paigam wo complete nahi hota. Isliye, it's very, very important, because the message of the gospel will not be complete if Jesus did not. All the good work he did, all the miracles he did, everything he did would be meaning nothing. Even death, the blood which he shed, will mean nothing if this didn't happen. So he says, I want to tell you, for what I received, pass on to you as the first importance. You know what the first importance is? One of the topmost thing. If he want to put in the category, he said that I'm going to put a resurrection on the top, because it's like icing on the cake. At the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. کلام کے مطابق وہ ہمارے لیے مر گیا. اور یہ لکھا ہوا تھا, ہم نے دیکھا تھا گڈ فرائیڈے کو کتنی پروفیسی جو تھی جو یسوع مسیح نے اس دن پوری کی جب وہ سلیپ پہ چڑھا, اکارڈنگ ٹو دی سکرپچرز دیٹ ہی واز بیریڈ اینڈ دیٹ ہی واز ریزڈ آن دا تھرڈ ڈے اکارڈنگ ٹو دی سکرپچرز. Again, Isaiah 53 has talked about that he will see the day of the light. Again, Psalm 16 has talked that he will not decay. All those prophecies of his death, burial, and the resurrection. And he said, according to the scripture, خدا کے کلام کے مطابق وہ مر گیا اور خدا کے کلام کے مطابق وہ جی اٹھا. And that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12, and then appeared to more than 500, and then he says he appeared to me also. Why is he saying that? He says that this thing has evidence. Logon ne usko dekha. It's not just a made up story. Ye koi legend nahi hai ki kisi ne kahani shuru kar di aur uske upar aur kisi ne jod. No, it's a historical fact. And the historical fact hai ki Yesu Masih ji utha murdon mein se aur usko dekha gaya. And I'm so thankful to Thomas for asking this question, کہ جب تک میں اس کے ہاتھوں میں انگلیاں نہ ڈال لوں جہاں پہ نیل تھے, جب تک اس کی سائڈ کو نہ دیکھ لوں, میں بلیو نہیں کروں گا. I'm glad Thomas did that. کیوں ایک دن وہ ڈاؤٹنگ تھامس یسوع مسیح آ جاتے ہیں کمرے میں اور کہے تھوما تو کہتا ہے کہ میں زندہ ہوں, یہ ہے میری پسلی, ہاتھ ڈال, یہ ہے میرے ہاتھ, انگلیاں ڈال اپنی. اور انہوں نے ان کو ساتھ کھانا کھایا. You know why he ate food with them? To prove to you and me, the future generation, کہ جو گوشت ہے وہ کھاتے نہیں ہیں, گوشت کھاتے نہیں ہیں. اس نے کھانا کھایا ان کے ساتھ, ایک بار نہیں دو تین بار کھانا کھایا جی اٹھنے کے بعد. پلوس کہتا ہے it's very very important for me to tell you, and my dear ones, it's very very important for me to tell you so you can tell others ke Yesu Masih ka jee uthna hamare Christian faith ke liye behad important hai. Kyunki agar ye kya prove karta hai, this proves ke pehli baat Yesu Masih ne jo kaha wo tha wo hai. Usne kaha tum mujhe maar do, main is hacker ko 3 dino mein کھڑا کر دوں گا. He was talking about himself. اس کا مطلب کہ وہ خدا ہے, جو اس نے کہا اس نے اس کو پورا کیا. اس کا مطلب کہ بائبل جو ہے وہ سچی ہے. That's why it's important. کیونکہ بائبل میں کہا گیا ہے اولڈ ٹیسٹمنٹ میں کہ وہ جی اٹھے گا. اگر وہ جی نہ اٹھتا تو بائبل یہ آپ کی یہ بائبل میرے ہاتھ میں جو ہے اس کا کوئی میننگ نہیں ہے, یہ جھوٹی بائبل ہے اگر یسوع مسیح مردوں میں سے جی نہ اٹھتا. میرے بھائیوں بہن اس لیے امپورٹنٹ ہے, اگر یسوع مسیح جی نہ اٹھتا تو جتنے بھی اس کے شاگرد تھے وہ سب جھوٹے تھے. نہ کہ صرف یسوع جھوٹا تھا, اس کے شاگرد جھوٹے تھے, کیونکہ وہ کہہ رہے تھے وہ جی اٹھا ہے. اگر وہ جی نہیں اٹھا تو وہ سارے کے سارے, پلوس کہتا وہ بھی جھوٹے ٹھہریں گے. ناٹ اونلی دیٹ, آپ کا ایمان اور میرا ایمان پھر اس کا کوئی فائدہ نہیں. یہی پلوس کہتا آگے جا کے, یور فیتھ اینڈ مائی فیتھ ہیز نو لیگ ٹو اسٹینڈ. دین کس بات کے اوپر کھڑے ہو گے؟ اسی بات کے اوپر تو آپ کا وشواس ہے کہ یسوع مسیح مر گیا, آیا وہ مر گیا وہ جی اٹھا. That's your faith is right. پر اگر نہیں ہو تو what land? This whole Christian faith is then dogma. It's just a made up story then. It has no meaning if Christ. So that's why the Christian faith, the doctrine or teaching of Jesus that he is risen from the dead, it's very, very important. Because agar aisa nahi hua, toh then everything what we're doing, celebrations and all that, has no meaning. So, first thing he want to tell us, that it is a Jesus Christ is risen, and it's very, very important for me to believe. And you know what? Belief kya hai? Belief hai, belief is not a preference. Preference jo hai, that can be, you know, questioned and all that. And you can give up your question. But belief wo hai, jiske liye aap jaan dene tak tayar ho. Conviction mein aur opinion mein bada difference hai. Conviction is that faith, that belief, that you believe so much that even if somebody want to kill you, you say, I'm not going to deny it. It's just like I said last week, Polycarp, when they were killing him, they said, just deny Jesus Christ. He said, no, 86 years, he'd been faithful to me, and how can I deny him now? That's conviction. That's belief. You know, when Peter was going to put the same Peter who denied Christ three times, when they were putting him on a death on the cross, he said, no, 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 no. Main maut se nahi darta. You know, my Lord was hung the vertical, head up and feet down. No, hang me, feet up and the head down. And each one of them, they believed this. They were so convinced. Unke liye ye sirf suni sunai baat nahi thi. That was a conviction and that was the belief. That's what faith I'm talking about. That you're willing to die for your faith when it comes to. And you know, kai baar jab dukh musibatein aate hain na to aapka iman sab dol jata hai. आज कई लोग हैं खुदा को क्वेश्चन करते हैं कि खुदा कहाँ है इन इन सारे कोरोना वायरस में खुदा कहाँ है. यू नो बिलीफ क्या कहता है, नो मैटर व्हाट हैपेंस आई एम गोइंग टू बिलीव, आई एम गोइंग टू बिकॉज ही इज गुड गॉड एंड ही इज अ फेथफुल गॉड. आज ये कोरोना वायरस का जो समय चल रहा है ये आपका टेस्ट ऑफ फेथ भी है. इट्स टेस्टिंग योर फेथ. डू यू रियली बिलीव इन द रेजुरेक्शन, डू यू रियली बिलीव इन द लिविंग सेवियर. दिस इज नंबर फर्स्ट पॉइंट पॉल इज सेइंग. That resurrection is the most important doctrine, most important teaching of our faith. Ke Yeshu Masih murdo mein se jee utha. Agar aisa nahi hota, to aapki Bible jhooti hai. Yeshu Masih jhoota hai. Sare swarg jo uske jo chele the shagird the, wo jhoote hain. Aur aapka iman dan murda iman hai, jinda nahi hai. Par Yeshu Masih wo kehta hai verse 20 mein, but Christ has been raised from the dead. Verse 20, he has been raised. वो मुर्दों से मैं जिंदा हुआ. फ्रॉम द डेड द फर्स्ट फ्रूट ऑफ दोज हु हैव फॉलन अस्लीप. फर्स्ट फ्रूट ऑफ दोज हु हैव फॉलन अस्लीप. ही इज द फर्स्ट वन टू बी रेजुरेक्टेड. जस्ट लाइक ऑन द फीस्ट ऑफ द फर्स्ट फ्रूट, जो फसल का पहला हिस्सा था वो कहां जाए, खुदा के घर में लेके आते थे. दैट वॉज रिप्रेजेंटेटिव. जो फसल का पहला हिस्सा जब खुदा के घर में लेके आते, दैट वॉज रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ द रेस्ट ऑफ द crop which God has given you. When you bring your tithe as a first offering, it's the proof that you have other 90% too. It is the first fruit. Jesus' resurrection is the first. He's the first one. And he rose from the dead. Wo murdon mein se jinda hua. Aaj ke 2000 saal pehle, he rose. That tomb where Mary and the disciples went to look for him, he was not there. It was empty too. आज भी empty है वो, और वो empty रहेगी. बड़ी कोशिश की है उसका proof ढूंढने के, कहीं ना कहीं हमें कोई सुराग मिल जाए कि शायद जहां पे किसी की हड्डियां थी उनकी हड्डियां अभी तक नहीं मिली, ना मिलनी है. Because he is living, and that's it. He said, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. तो वो अगर है तो उसकी implication, उसका meaning क्या है, उसका अर्थ क्या है, आपके लिए और मेरे लिए उसका क्या अर्थ है, आपके और मेरे लिए उसकी क्या इंप्लीकेशंस हैं? पहली इंप्लीकेशन ये है, जैसे मैं पहले कह चुका हूं, आपका ईमान मुर्दा नहीं है, आपका ईमान जिंदा है. दैट मीन मुझे विश्वास है कि एक दिन जब मैं इस दुनिया को सफर को पूरा करके आई विल बी इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ गॉड. दैट मीन आई कैन टेल समबडी बिलीव कि तेरे गुनाह जो है मुआफ हुए हैं. दैट मीन्स everything I believe about the Bible and everything else is true. This is how, that's what the first implication is. That everything I believe, mera iman jo hai, wo murda nahi hai. Our faith is alive and it's fruitful. That means jo kaam main kar raha hu, aap jo kaam kar aage ja ke dekhe, uska koi fayda hai. Ye fruitless nahi hai. Ek din aap jab Yeshu Masih ke huzuri mein khade honge, uska azar aapko kuch milega. It's not just you just working for in vain, which we're going to talk later, let me more too. So the first implication is that our faith is alive. Second implication is that Jesus Christ is who he is. Now read with me to verse 23. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom of to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority and power. Who? Jesus Christ. After he has been victorious of everything, he says the kingdom will be handed over to the Father. Verse 25. For he must reign until he has put all his enemy under his feet. Who? Again, Christ. Verse 26. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For he has put everything under his feet. Now when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be in all. Do you know what the second implication is? Second implication that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Second, that he is in authority. That everything under this heaven and earth belongs to who? Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. And that's where we can put Philippians chapter 2 and say, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing and became a servant and became obedient to death and even death on the cross. And then he said, therefore, God gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess and say, Jesus Christ is the Lord for the glory of God. He is in authority. Do you know, resurrection proves that he is not only Savior, that he is Lord over death, over Satan, over grave, over everything. And this kingdom belongs to not to Satan, but it belongs to our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16, what did he say? All authority has been given unto me. Sari duniya ka akhtyar kiske paas hai? Mere paas hai. Usne kaha, book of Revelation, I have the keys of the Hades. Mauth aur jeevan ki chabiyan mere paas hai. Usne kaha, main Alpha aur Omega hun. Wo khuda. Wo jasumsi. Resurrection proves that he has authority. That's the implication for you and me. Ke wo aapka savior nahi, wo aapka khuda hai. Jo usne Palm Sunday ko kaha tha, wo aapke liye aur mere liye, je sirf kehne ki baat nahi, iska arth je hai, ke aap aur main jasumsi ko apne jeevan ka raja banaye aur sare ke sari kunjiyan, chabiyan, we should give in his hand. Again, it's very encouraging to me, during this difficult times, that there's somebody who's in charge. You know, all the human authorities which you have, no matter how much educated and successful they are. I have been hearing news just like you've been hearing the news. In fact, basically, kitne bhi educated scientists or doctor hai, sabhi ne apne haath khade kiye hain. They have surrendered before this because they have no answers. Kisi ke paas koi answer nahi hai, beshak kitne bhi education hai. Sari ki sari research, sari ki sari medicine, sari ki sari authority, hamare paas jo kuch tha hamara, wahi ka wahi dhara pada hai, kisi ke paas koi answer nahi hai. Mere bhaiyo aur behno mein, agar hai answer kisi ke paas, wo answer hai Yesu ke paas. Jo Jehovah Jireh hai, jo aapki har zaroorat ko pura karta hai, jo Jehovah Nishi hai, jo aapka banner hai, jo Jehovah Rafa hai, jo aapko changa karne wala khuda hai. अगर आज सारी दुनिया की आंखें लगी हुई हैं, आज इस ईस्टर दिन के ऊपर अगर दुनिया के कोने कोने में दुआएं हो रही हैं, इस उम्मीद से हो रही हैं कि हमारा खुदा पावर में है. He is a sovereign God. He rules forever and he has the answer of the human problem. अगर इस ह्यूमैनिटी में कोई पीस लेके आ सकता है तो वो यीशु मसीह है. अगर किसी कोई डर को दूर कर सकता है तो वो यीशु मसीह है. अगर वो किसी की जरूरत पर, वो यीशु मसीह है. Because he is a sovereign, he has authority over us. Do you know what the implication of this beautiful resurrection day is this, my dear ones? The implication is, डरने की बात नहीं है, घबराने की बात नहीं है. जैसे यीशु ने कहा, वो he is in control and he is in authority. Number three, इसकी implication ये भी है कि आप और मैं जो evangelism करते हैं, जो witnessing करते हैं, लोगों को कलाम सुनाते हैं, वो बेफायदा नहीं है. और इसका मतलब ये है कि आपने और मैंने इस काम को जोर से करना है. अगर सचमुच मेरे भाइयों बहनों, सचमुच अगर आप मानते हैं कि यीशु मसीह खुदा है, सचमुच मानते हैं कि यीशु मसीह मुर्दों से जी उठा है, सचमुच मानते हैं कि वो जीवन बदल सकता है, तो आप कैसे इस खुशखबरी को दूसरों से रोक के रख सकते हैं? How can you ever stop not sharing with others if you believe from the core of your heart the bottom of your heart if you believe ke yesu masi ke bina aur koi rasta nahi hai. You know, iski implication ye hai, then iska arth ye hai ke then you have to take these words seriously and you cannot sit quiet, and whatever you have to use that to spread the good news. See, that's what Paul is saying here to these people. And he's saying it in a negative way, but its meaning is positive. He says that if it's not like that, then people give the dead baptism to the dead. Verse 29. Now, if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? And basically, negatively, he's saying a positive thing. That if it's not like that, then why do you give the dead baptism to the dead? In fact, वो कह रहा कि इसलिए देते हो तुम क्योंकि तुम मानते हो जी उठा है, अदरवाइज तो कोई करने का फायदा ही नहीं है. इन अदर वर्ड इसे कि तुम एवेंजलाइज क्यों करते हो, लोगों को क्यों बताते हो अगर यीशु मसीह मुर्दों में से नहीं जी उठा, फिर क्या करना, इसका क्या फायदा है. यू नो व्हाट, ऑन द पॉजिटिव साइड व्हाट ही सेइंग ऑन द पॉजिटिव साइड कि आप अंजील की इस खुशखबरी को, आपकी और मेरी जिम्मेवारी है कि इस रेजुरेक्शन डे के ऊपर और जब भी हमें खुदा, यू नीड टू टेक इट सीरियसली that he is coming back, that he is Lord. Wo jinda khuda hai aur uske upar vishwas karne se aap bach jayenge. Jinno kisne kaha ki agar sachmuch masihi log jo hain, sunna meri baat dhyan se, agar sachmuch masihi log hain, agar sachmuch wo is baat ko mante hain ki yesu masih ji utha hai aur wo dobara aane wala hai, wo kabhi bhi aa sakta hai. He can come any moment. If you take that word seriously, that he can come anytime, then it will be such an urgency in you. You are be so much eager that you will get that opportunity to open your mouth and tell others about Jesus Christ. Because you know that he is going to come. This is how important this is. If he is alive, he is going to come. Because he has said, "I will come and take you with me." That's number 4. Another implication of that is that verse 33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning, so there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. You know what he's saying? That if Yeshu Masih has risen from the dead, then live such a life that is pure and holy. He said, stop sinning. Stop doing the bad things. Stop doing living the worldly ways. He says, start living a holy life. Wo aisa jeevan jise Prabhu khush ho. Yesu Masih ke jee uthne ki arth ye bhi hai aapke liye aur mere liye ki hum pavitrata ka pakizgi ka jeevan. He said, bad company corrupts the good moral, good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say to your shame ke jo aisa karte hain, kaha ki main aapko sharminda karne ke liye keh raha hu ki aisa mat karo. No, come back to him and live a holy life. It also has an implication that resurrection, Yesu Masih ka ji uthna, aapke liye mere liye ek ummeed ko paida karta hai. Wo ummeed kya hai? And today I want to stress this point because there are many people are hopeless. The resurrection gives us a hope. Hope of that one day agar Yesu Masih murdon mein se jee utha hai to aap bhi murdon mein se jee uthenge. Hope that jo aapke rishtedar hai, jo aapke bhai behan masih mein so gaye hain, and there are many of them. I'm talking to those, the people who will hear us later on probably. Agar aapka koi pyara khuda ke paas chala gaya hai and you are grieving, and there are many in the coronavirus that you can share with them, that if they are grieving, then they are believer and they are in Christ. You know, if Yesu Masih murdon mein se jee utha, to there is a hope that one day they are also going to be raised up. Wo bhi murdon mein se zinda honge. Paulus kehta hai isi baat ko, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 to 18 onward. He says, bhaiyo aur behno, hum nahi chahte ki tum agyan raho in baaton se ki jo masih mein soye hain unka kya hoga. Wo keh raha, hum jante hain ki jab masih aayega to jo masih mein soye hain, jo pehle soye hain, wo jee uthenge, aur hum jo zinda hain wo hum badal jayenge, aur is tarike se hum aasmanon mein Prabhu Yesu Masih ka istiqbal karenge, usko milenge hum. Isi baat ko is chapter mein bhi kehta hai. He said, bhaiyo, I want to share a mystery with you. In verse 50, I declare to you brothers that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all fall asleep. Will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the perishable, and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that's written will come true. Death has been swallowed up. That's what you read? I think the Holy Spirit was talking to you too. And the song which you picked is so appropriate, goes with that. He said, death has been swallowed in victory. You know what he's saying? Death has been arrested. This death who's been arresting everyone, this death which has arrested more than 100,000 people, and people are fearful. For those who are believers, he said, death has been arrested. Death has, they may be dead, but they're in the presence of God. There's a difference. Death has been arrested. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? कहाँ है तेरा डंक? तेरा डंक तो यीशु मसीह ने पी लिया, उसने सारा डंक अपने ऊपर ले लिया. Now you are powerless. Now you have failed. Who has the power? Jesus has the power. He is the resurrection and the life. You know, it gives the hope to me. It gives the hope to millions of people all over the world. It gives the hope to those who are grieving today the loss of their dear ones, that there is a hope in Christ. This resurrection day, this Easter Sunday, although we are not together, but we are together in spirit. Wherever you are together with spirit. And it tells you and me that resurrection Sunday, the Easter Sunday, brings you the hope that one day all of us will be in the presence of God, along with those who have gone before us. Hamare rishtedar, hamare bhai bhan, unke jo hamare se pehle chale gaye hain, wo jee uthenge. That's the resurrection hope. That's the eternal security. That's the salvation you and me talk about. This implication, iska arth je hai, iska meaning je hai, resurrection ka, ki wo jinda hai, aur hum unko milenge. Mere bhai aur bhano, ek iska je bhi arth hai, ki we are victorious. We are victorious. We are more than conqueror. Hum fatejab hain. We have victory over death. Hum jo masih mein hain. मौत का कोई डर नहीं है. पुलुस कहता मेरे लिए मरना क्या है, फायदेमंद हो, जीना रहना क्या है, मसीह. It's for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. We have victory over sin. We have victory over death. That's what resurrection means. That's what the implication is. So it's very, very important doctrine for us, number one. इतना important कि खून से भी ज्यादा important. अगर खून बॉडी में खून है तो खून से ज्यादा important है, वैसा ही important हमारे लिए resurrection यीशु मसीह की है. It's like a water to the oceans. It's like a stone to the mountain. It's like a blood in our vein. This is how important. Because agar aisa nahi hua, to aapka aur mera, aur Yeshu Masih jhoota hai, Bible jhooti hai, sab kuch jhoota hai then. Hamare paas kuch nahi hai, hum khali hain. We are fakir then. But we are not fakir, we are rich. We are rich because he is alive. And because of that, we have hope. That we, what we teach and preach and everything has a meaning. He says, the implications are many, and we need to live a holy life. We are more than victorious. Death, tera dunk kahan gaya? Maut, tu kahan pe hai? Tujhe Yeshu Masih ne hara diya. So, what's the inspiration? How does this inspire us? Hum kya kare? You know, iska answer jo hai, verse 58 mein hai. This is how the resurrection should inspire us. And there are three things. Number, he said, therefore, my dear brothers, therefore, इसलिए, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Stand firm. Be stable. Do not move. जो आप कर रहे हो, जो जिन दिनों में ये लिख रहा था, they were also going through very difficult time. There was a persecution all over the world. The Christians were being persecuted at that time. Today also is very difficult times. It's a difficult times all over the world. Some are more, in more difficulty, others are less. This is not the time to question God. This is not time to give up. He says, stand firm. Or mere bhaiyo aur bhano, मैं जो आप मुझे इंडिया में सुन रहे हैं और जब मैं वहां पे खबरों को सुनता हूं, ये आपका टाइम है खड़े होने का. स्टैंड फर्म इन क्राइस्ट, डू नॉट गिव अप. स्टैंड फर्म मींस के हल्के ऊपर हाथ रख दिया है, आप पीछे नहीं मुड़ना. स्टैंड फर्म मींस के बेशक मौत भी आए तो पीछे नहीं हटना. स्टैंड फर्म मींस के जिस चीज के ऊपर विश्वास किया है, डू नॉट गिव इन. Persevere in that. That's the word I want looking for. Persevere in that. Stand firm. Do not give up. Although the days are difficult. Number two application is, he says, not only stand, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. That's second thing he says. First thing, stand firm, be stable, then abound. The word, in the King James used word abound. Do you know the word abound? It's a good. Ke agar aapko koi ek meal chalenge, aap do meal. That's abound. वैसे अगर आपको कहे कि ये मेरे तीन कमरे हैं, आप इनको पेंट कर दो, आपने तीन तो कर दिए पर उसके साथ हमने गराज भी कर दिया, क्लोज भी कर दरवाजे, दैट्स अबाउंड, दैट्स मोर देन व्हाट आई आस्क्ड यू, यू डिड मोर देन गॉड टेल्स यू. ओ नो, इट्स नॉट 10%. अबाउंड, यू नो व्हाट अबाउंड इज, इट्स नॉट 10%, इट्स 12% और 15% और मच मोर, दैट्स अबाउंड. कि जो कहा है उसे और ज्यादा आगे करो. दैट्स अबाउंडिंग. दैट्स ही सेज, लेट नथिंग मूव यू, ऑलवेज गिव योरसेल्फ फुली टू द वर्क ऑफ द लॉर्ड, 100%, नॉट मोर देन 100%. अबाउंड इन गॉड्स वर्क. एंड पॉल सेज, आई हैव लर्न टू बी इन लिटिल एंड इन मच टू. बट इंप्लीकेशन हियर फॉर द इंस्पिरेशन फॉर यू एंड मी इज, द मोटिवेशन इज दिस, कि हम खुदा को काम को और जोर से करें. यू नो आज अगेन जिस समय है, यू नो सचमुच अपने आप को देखने का, क्योंकि मैं परमेश्वर के लिए क्या कर रहा हूं, स्पेशली इन दोनों में अपने भाई बहनों के लिए क्या कर रहा हूं. हम तो बड़े आराम से यहां पे बैठे हुए हैं, हमने हमारे पास वो आग नहीं लगी जो दूसरी जगह पे लग रही है. तो जिस समय होगा अपने आपको परखने का, देखना व्हाट मोर आई एम डूइंग फॉर द लॉर्ड. अगर मैं दे रहा हूं अपना दसवां हिस्सा, दसवें से ज्यादा क्या मैं कर रहा हूं, व्हाट एल्स आई एम डूइंग, कि मेरे दो या चार पैसे देने, दस देने से मैं किसी प्रभु के किसी काम में, आई एम नॉट मैनिपुलेटिंग यू, आई एम जस्ट चैलेंजिंग यू. ओके, आई एम नॉट जस्ट प्लेइंग विद योर इमोशंस एट दिस टाइम. नो नो, दैट्स नॉट माय इंटेंशंस, कि दैट आई शुड प्ले विद योर इमोशंस. नो, आई एम सेइंग दिस इज व्हाट एट दिस पॉइंट God's word is telling you and me, ke jitna kar sako usse aur jyada karo. That's abound. He said, yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Why? He gave the reason. Because, listen to the last part. Because you know, tum jante ho is baat ko, that your labor in Lord is not in vain. Ke jo tum kar rahe ho, wo befaida nahi hai. Jo bhi kar rahe ho, जो भी टैलेंट आप प्रभु के लिए इस्तेमाल कर रहे हो, देने की वजह से, गाने की वजह से, प्रीचिंग, या किसी की मदद, या दुआ, वट एवर यू आर डूइंग, जो भी वो कर रहे हैं, इट्स नॉट इन वेन. यू नो वेन, इन वेन कब जब होगा, इन वेन तब होगा, सुने मेरी बात ध्यान से, जो भी मुझे, इन वेन तब होगा जब कोई काम आप अपने नाम के लिए, अपने फायदे के लिए कर रहे हैं, देन इट्स इन वेन. अगर आप प्रभु के नाम में, इफ यू आर डूइंग इन द नेम ऑफ गॉड, इफ यू आर एस्किंग इन हिज नेम फॉर हिज ग्लोरी, उसके जलाल के लिए, देन इट्स नॉट इन वेन, देन इट्स नॉट वेन. यू नो व्हाई इट्स नॉट वेन, बिकॉज गॉड रेकोगनाइज. आई लव जीसस वर्ड, ही सेड, जब तू दे तो तेरा दायां हाथ जो है, जो तेरा दायां हाथ कर रहा है वो बाएं को पता ना चले. ओके, द राइट, बट राइट इज डूइंग, द लेफ्ट शुड नो. You are not doing it for show off. You are not doing for what people will say. No, you are doing it for who? You are doing it for the Lord. You are doing for in His name. And you are doing for not your glory. You are doing for His glory. Uske naam ko. And then He says, that will not go in. Aapke liye aur mere liye motivation hai, inspiration hai. Ke khuda ka kaam ko karte rahein. और ज्यादा करें, पहले से ज्यादा करें, इन दोनों में और ज्यादा करें जो कर सकते खुदा के लिए, क्योंकि जो आप कर रहे हैं वो वेन में नहीं है. मेरे भाई और बहनों, देयर मोर देन 300 वर्सेस इन द ओल्ड टेस्टमेंट, द न्यू टेस्टमेंट, विच टॉक्स अबाउट द रेजोरेक्शन ऑफ जीसस क्राइस्ट. And again, that the overall theme in the New Testament is this. यीशु मसीह मुर्दों में से जी उठा, यीशु मसीह मुर्दों से में जी उठा, और इसी बात का ढंढोरा वो सारी दुनिया में पीटते रहे। उनके पास एक ही मैसेज था, वो मैसेज था कि यीशु मसीह मर गया है पर यीशु मसीह जी उठा। कोई फ्लावरी लैंग्वेज नहीं थी, कोई इतने बड़े बड़े सरमन नहीं थे, बड़ा सिंपल सा सरमन था उनका कि यीशु मसीह आया, वो मर गया और वो जी उठा। और इस मैसेज के साथ उन्होंने कंप्रोमाइज नहीं किया, दे नेवर कंप्रोमाइज्ड विद दैट मैसेज। उन्होंने कोशिश की कि इस मैसेज के साथ कंप्रोमाइज करें, बट दे दिस इज हाउ इंपॉर्टेंट वाज टू देम, दे गेव देयर लाइफ फॉर जीसस फॉर दिस काज। इस बात को नहीं उन्होंने डिनाई किया कि यीशु मसीह जी नहीं उठा, वो खुदा नहीं है, बट दे रादर सेड वी विल डाई देन टू डिनाई, एंड दैट्स व्हाई इट वाज सो इंपॉर्टेंट टू देम। इसकी इंप्लीकेशन बड़ी है, अगर यीशु मसीह जी नहीं उठा, ये बाइबल झूठी है, यीशु मसीह झूठा है, आपका ईमान और मेरा ईमान इसका कोई फायदा नहीं है, जिंदा नहीं है ये, फिर मुर्दा ईमान है, पर हम कहते हैं ये मुर्दा ईमान है। हमारे पास मुर्दा उम्मीद नहीं है, हमारे पास जिंदा उम्मीद है, इसका लिविंग होप, द ब्लेस्ड होप। और वो होप है कि अगर यीशु मसीह मुर्दों में से जी उठा तो हम भी जी उठेंगे। वो राजा है, we have victory over sin, we have victory over death, he has given us the Holy Spirit to live a holy and pure life, and we need to work for him, not only financially but also saving souls, work of evangelism, and do not give up, persevere, abound in God's work, and also what you're doing, I want to encourage you, it's not in vain, इसका फायदा है, फायदा यह है कि खुदा के नाम को जलाल मिलेगा, रूहें बचेंगी, आप जब यीशु मसीह की हजूरी में जाएंगे तो आपको सुनने को मिलेगा, वेल डन माय गुड एंड फेथफुल सर्वेंट, वफादार नौकर, शाबाश शाबाश शाबाश। इस दुनिया में कोई कहे ना कहे शाबाश, पर वहां पे यीशु मसीह एलन और जितने भी आप लोग यहां बैठे हुए हैं, एक एक को वो कहेगा शाबाश शाबाश, वेल डन my good and faithful servant. Would you close your eyes with me? Such a hopeful doctrine we have. और मेरे भाइयों बहनों, मैं ये भी कहना चाहता हूँ जो मेरी आवाज को सुन रहे हैं यहाँ पे इंडिया में या कहीं और, अगर आप प्रभु यीशु मसीह को अपना पर्सनल मुक्तिदाता, निजी मुक्तिदाता नहीं जानते मानते, तो ये टाइम है इस ईस्टर के समय के ऊपर कि आप कहें कि यीशु मसीह तू मेरे गुनाहों को मुआफ कर, तू मेरे जीवन में आ, तू मेरे लिए आया, तू मेरे लिए मर गया, तू मेरा खुदा है। बाइबल में कहा तू दिल से मान और मुंह से इकरार कर तो तू बच जाएगा, रोमियो 10:9 में लिखा है बिलीव इन द हार्ट एंड कन्फेस फ्रॉम योर माउथ एंड यू विल बी सेव्ड। एंड आप यू नो इफ यू आर हियरिंग माय वॉइस एंड यू हैव नेवर एक्सेप्टेड क्राइस्ट एज योर पर्सनल सेविंग द लॉर्ड, आई वुड वॉन्ट यू टू प्रे द सिंपल प्रेयर वेयर एवर यू आर इन योर हार्ट इन योर माइंड, यू कैन ओपनली से विद योर फैमिली। आप अपने घर में बैठे अपने परिवार के साथ, अपनी वाइफ के साथ, अपने बच्चों के साथ, अगर किसी ने यीशु मसीह को ग्रहण नहीं किया तो आप कह सकते हैं कि यीशु मसीह मैं पापी हूं और पाप की मजदूरी मैं जानता हूं मौत है और वो अबदि मौत है। आप कहें यीशु मसीह को, यीशु मसीह तू मेरे लिए आया, तू मेरे लिए मरा, तू मेरे लिए जी उठा, तू मेरे गुनाहों को मुआफ कर। और जब अपने मुंह से कहेंगे उसको तू मेरे गुनाहों को मुआफ करेगा, आई गारंटी यू इंस्टेंटली God the Holy Spirit will convict you and he will forgive you. And then tell him ke mere gunahon ko maaf kar aur tu mere jeevan mein aa. Aur wo aayega kyunki usne kaha hai ki main darwaje pe khada hu aur knock kar raha hu aur jo bhi mujhe andar bulayega main uske andar dil mein aake main uske sath bhojan karunga, fellowship karunga. So when you will say that ke yeshu masih tu mere jeevan mein aa aur iske upar tera control ho, tera kabu ho, tu mere dil ka raja ban, तो वो आपके जीवन में आके आपका राजा बनके अपने गुनाहों को माफ करके ही विल बिकम योर सेवियर एंड ही विल बिकम योर लॉर्ड एंड देन ही विल गिव यू द होली स्पिरिट एज ए गिफ्ट हु विल गिव यू द पावर टू लिव ए होली एंड प्योर लाइफ। आप ऐसा सिंपली इन लफ्जों में कह सकते हैं, तो यीशु मसीह जो वफादार है वो आपके गुनाहों को माफ करेगा, आप खुदा की बादशाही में आ जाएंगे, उसके बेटे और बेटियां बन जाएंगे। अगर आपने ऐसा किया है तो आप खुदा का शुक्र करेंगे, खुदा मैं तेरा शुक्र करता हूं, तेरा शुक्र करती हूं कि तूने मेरे गुनाहों को माफ किया। और अब से किसी चर्च में जुड़ जाएं, किसी पादरी के पास जाएं और ज्यादा सीखें और कहें कि मैं और यीशु मसीह के बारे में ज्यादा जानना चाहता हूं. खुदा आपकी मदद करे. थैंक यू जीसस फॉर डूइंग फॉर दिस. वी लव यू एंड वर्शिप यू. वी कमिट ईच एंड एवरी पर्सन योर हैंड्स. Thank you for the offering. Thank you for the people. Thank you for the benevolent work which has been done by your people, God, here and all over the world. Heal your people. Bless them. And may this Resurrection Sunday be a blessed Sunday for each and every person all over the world. Thank you. In the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. Aye, hamare baap, tu jo asman par hai, tere naam paak mana jaye, teri baadshahat aaye. Teri marzi jaise asman par puri hoti hai, zameen par bhi ho. हमारे रोज की रोटियां बख्श दे. जिस तरह हम अपने कसूरों को माफ करते हैं तो हमारे कसूरों को माफ कर. हमें अजमाइश में न पड़ने दे बल्कि बुराई से बचा, क्योंकि बादशाह कुदरत और जलाल हमेशा तक तेरे हैं. आमीन. एंड ऑफ द ग्रेस ऑफ आवर लॉर्ड जीसस क्राइस्ट द लव ऑफ द फादर एंड द फेलोशिप ऑफ द होली स्पिरिट बी विद ईच वन ऑफ यू एंड ऑल द बिलीवर्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. एंड एवरीवन सेड आमीन. हैप्पी रेजुरेक्शन डे. ही इज रिजन. He is risen. Amen.